Hey Queen, welcome to this week's episode of the Good Woman's Devotional, a devotional podcast for inspiring faith, activating hope, and delivering practical tools for a fulfilling life. Join Zoe as she unpacks empowering stories, unwraps the wisdom in the scriptures, and takes you along for a journey that's all about transformation and intimacy with the Lord. Brace yourself for some godly inspiration and a whole lot of growth as you get ready to be the light of your world and the salt of your earth. Hey Queen, how are you doing today? I hope that you are doing fantastic, you're feeling great, and you're getting ready for the weekend. Now, what would you do if you had a conversation with the one you so loved and they said to you, "I'm not important to you"? That's one of the hardest things to hear from someone you love. Now, yesterday I was talking about my naked truth, about how the Lord spoke to me about something that I had been doing. Well, today I will be sharing the second part of that story. So, the first thing he spoke to me about was the fact that I was seeing my guilt to be bigger than his grace, and he spoke to me about, you know, coming to him with boldness because we have a high priest who can empathize with our weaknesses. Now, the second thing he spoke to me about was interesting, and he could only explain it to me by using a scriptural reference. The scripture is in the book of John, chapter 6, verse 67 to 69. It says, "You do not want to leave too, do you?" Jesus asked the 12. Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and to know that you are the Holy One of God." When he used the scripture, I understood what he meant. In the preceding verses, when you go up to read the full chapter, Jesus shares some hard truths about himself and his ministry, and his disciples get offended at the word. Now, after this, many of them left him. And so he asked the 12 disciples, "Will you also leave?" And this was their answer, "To whom shall we go? With you are the words of eternal life." Now, a few years ago, I had a couple of experiences that made me sort of want to walk away from God. Not that I didn't believe in him, and not that I wasn't in love with him, but I was offended. And I know that usually in Christian circles, we hardly say these kinds of things, because what rights do you have to be offended at God, right? Well, I walked away, and the funniest part of it all was that he was there the whole time. But I knew that in my heart, I had chosen to walk alone. 2023 was that year for me, and now that I think about it, I never want to relive that kind of life. Now, the reason he gave me the scripture, "To whom shall we go? For with you are the words of eternal life," was because in my fickle mind, I assumed that there was something for me outside of him, forgetting that the entirety of the universe hangs in place by the power of his word. Now, it was not necessarily about the word for him, he said. It was about how Peter and the others also had chosen to hang themselves on the word, the posture of their hearts, that knowing that there was nowhere else to go but to him. So here's a practical example. When you're in a relationship with Mr. A, but you have Mr. B that's also a very good friend, you know, everything is fine. You talk to both of them, but then you realize that when you have an issue, you would usually talk to Mr. B first. What then happens is that when you do speak to Mr. A and he says, "What's wrong?" you will probably say, "I'm all right." And guess what? It's partly true, because the burden of the issue has already been shared with another, and so that opportunity for bonding, which is the place of bearing each other's burdens together, is taken away from the relationship with Mr. A, and Mr. B now has that. Now, you may say there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with me talking to another person. What you don't realize is the unconscious trade-off of energy. You are spending energy on Mr. B such that when you come to Mr. A, you don't have that energy to spend. Now, that's what happens when we unintentionally think about, resort to, find solutions to our problems, fears, worries elsewhere instead of simply bringing them to God in prayer. So what happens is that slowly we put our trust in those things and then we lose our trust in God. It is such a slow drifting that sometimes you may not even realize how far you've gone, and that was exactly what happened to me. I trusted in other things, unconsciously by not treasuring his words above all else. Now, in the case of Mr. A and Mr. B, if you are the type of person who really treasures the words of Mr. A, you would not miss an opportunity to speak to him. Because when you treasure the words of someone, you take every and any opportunity to just hear them speak. So when the Lord gave me that scripture, I knew what he meant. I had not treasured his word. It hurts me. I had let my offense get the better part of me, and instead of going to clear it up with him, I assumed I would find help elsewhere. Oh, but I realized fast that not so, and I have begun to say like Job, I have not departed from the commands of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my daily bread. And that's in Job chapter 23, verse 12. Can you settle it in your heart that the truth in God's word is enough to deliver to you your full package of blessing in this life? Will you treasure his words so much so that even when you feel offended by him, you run to him? This is my prayer today for us, that we come to that place of consecration where we are only given to his words, that we treasure his words so much so that we constantly seek to be alone with him so we can hear his words. I pray that we find a treasure in his words, that we realize that his words are the words of eternal life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of the podcast. Send us a voice note with your feedback in our DMs on Instagram at @letmebeawoman. We'd love to hear from you. Until then, keep lighting up your world and being the salt of your earth. Love, Zoe.